This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven half of the hour on the Wednesday DJV program, February the 26th, is upon us. Today is Ash Wednesday. Actually, I wonder about that. Jennifer Horn's here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillenduck, Stefan. We were talking about this actually earlier in the week. Didn't we have Shrove Monday and Maundy Tuesday and today's Ash Wednesday? Isn't that how it all sort of folds in just before Easter?
Yes, Ash Wednesday is a big day for Catholics. We go to church. Many of us will fast today. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the focus is on, do you give something up for Lent or do you commit to do something for Lent? That's one of the big items of conversation.
Okay, what are you giving up?
We give up sweets with my mom. We're giving up sweets.
Oh, the sweets. Yeah. Really? Okay, well, that doesn't ever work in my...
I know. It's going to be tough, but I'm going to try. You know, I know a lot of people who are not considered to be Catholic, but I have a friend who every year gives up social media for Lent.
Really?
That's
a good idea.
She's religious. She's Christian.
It's not just Catholic. All Christians are pretty much, if they're really kind of religious, they observe Ash Wednesday. Let's see. Around the year 130, somewhere between 130 and 200, that's, you know, the era of our Lord, Anno Domini. St. Irenaeus wrote about Lent. He was a Roman bishop, mentioned a Lenten period during the early church was much shorter than 40 days at that time. That was about the time of the formation, actually, the Catholic Church, a couple of hundred years after Jesus died. In 325 A.D., Lent did begin to last 40 days. The Council of Nicaea, according to them, Lent became a fixed amount of days. And then moving fast forward to the 1500s, Martin Luther argued against fasting. But that was part of the Reformation. Remember, Martin Luther put his on the door of the of the Catholic Church. I think it was in, was it Paris? No, it was in Germany someplace, I remember. And he was trying, you know, he said fasting was foolishness, basically. It wasn't biblically based. I think there's an argument for that. But then, anyway, it formed, I don't know, a lot of people know this, but the whole business about Lent and Easter and Ash Wednesday was the reason for the Protestant Reformation. It started with Martin Luther and the Lutheran sect of the Protestant Church, obviously bearing his name, and then the Presbyterians came about and the Baptists and all the others over the years that have come as a result of the Protestants continuing to protest. The Protestants didn't just protest with Martin Luther, but then there were people who were protesting Luther, and so they formed their sect, and then there's another one, and so the protesting went on, and thus the Protestant Church. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting, if you look, I love religious history. I minored in college.
Oh, it's really fascinating, yeah.
It really is. The Chinese religions, that's really, if you want to get into fascinating stuff, Chinese religion is really very, very interesting, the history of China. Okay, let's talk about last night and the takeaway from the Democratic debate. We've had some serious disagreements, all of us, this morning about who did what with whom, whether it was good or not. Maybe the most interesting combination of conversation was what Mayor Pete, well, what they were all wearing, whether it looked like they were a little
frumpy.
They all
have uniforms, that's for sure.
Yeah,
like,
let's
mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know what? The picture after the debate was over, Bloomberg is away from the rest of them. Did you see that in the picture?
I think that's
the six of them together, and then Bloomberg is over off onto the side. And the only person he talked, he went over, he shook Bernie's. I watched it. I love watching. It's kind of like the Oscars. You want to see who's talking to whom.
Who's talking to who, right?
Right, exactly. So Bernie just barely acknowledged Elizabeth Warren, and the same with Bernie. He was quite warm with Pete, and Pete seemed to be warm with him. But it was because then Amy came over to Bloomberg, and they actually had what looked like a pretty serious and interesting conversation Because I see the two of them
sort of
together.
The reason that they sort of separate him out, I think, is that many of the candidates, despite what they say, they're upset that he's in the race and he came in at such that he's late in the race and that he's spending so much money because it's making the candidates who have been in it for a year or a year and a half have to spend.
Candidates ought to look at themselves in the mirror, Jennifer. They don't have what it takes to beat Trump.
None of them do. Maybe so. But I think what their perspective is if they're running, they think that they do have what it takes to beat Trump. And what they're upset about is that Bloomberg has spent so much money, they can't keep up. I mean, none of them. Even Bernie Sanders, who raises so much money,
but you know what?
Can keep up.
He's using his own money, and I laud him for that, frankly.
Yeah, I'm not taking issue with it, but that's...
No, I know you're not. Yeah,
you know, it's like us trying to run up against, you know, in our privately owned companies, trying to run up against some of the big guys. Like,
iHeart.
It's really difficult
not
to compete.
No, we're not doing that. Speaking of entertainment companies, I wonder, here in Los Angeles, when you do your morning program today, how much of a factor will the stepping down of Bob Iger over at Disney? I'm trying to figure out what the in-between story is here, because he mentioned last fall that he was going to stay on, two more years or something?
Mm-hmm.
And then, abruptly yesterday, the board of directors announced that Bob Chapek would be the new CEO. Iger would not be the CEO, but he would take over the board of directors, and he will then work through the end of his contract, December of 2021. A lot of people were caught, especially off guard, by the announcement. So I'm wondering, what's the reason?
He's still going to serve through 2021 as the executive chairman.
Yeah.
Bob Chapek, who served as the chairman of Disney Parks, Experiences and Products, is going to take over the role of CEO. I guess Iger is going to focus on Disney's creative strategy through the remainder of his time with the company. And he will, Bob Chapek will take over operations. I guess part of this was an answer to Disney shares falling about 2.5% after just hours, but you have to factor in the threat of the coronavirus. The Disney parks in Europe and in China, all overseas. Two of them are closed, actually, and that's costing Disney a lot of money. So the shares there are going down. They saw a really quick hit. And so I guess Bob Iger has been planning for his succession for a while and decided that this was the moment that it needed to happen.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed they bought 20th Century Fox from the Fox family, and now I saw a movie last weekend that was produced by 20th Century Fox and doesn't have Fox anymore. It's just called, it's called 20th Century, back to the old moniker of 20th Century Fox.
Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't seen
kind of
that.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. So as far as I don't know that we need to spend a whole lot. You know, another Los Angeles thing that still is garnering conversation is the Kobe Bryant Memorial and how what people walked away from that experience because it was. I mean, I heard some more conversation about it yesterday, listening to a couple of radio programs, and it really was, I don't know. I had my feelings. I am the wife and the focus on the children and all of that stuff I thought was a good lesson for all of us because, and I think Michael Jordan said this, you don't know how much time you have. So you better live every day, not as if it were your last, but as, you know, Michael Jordan crying up there and having the experience of knowing anybody. I mean, if something happened to one of you or if something happened to me, you know, when you think about it that way, it's are we always at our best? Do we always feel that we're at our best? Are we always taking the best away from our experiences? If you're really close to people, and I get that Kobe Bryant was close to his children, and I want to believe that he and his wife, you know, there still is that thing that's hanging over there. And there was a question as to whether or not there should be discussion still about what that dalliance was. But, you know, after listening to all of this stuff, you know, it's time to forgive. His wife obviously forgave him. Move on. We all make mistakes. And so for all the people who...
I got to be honest. I think when you marry a professional athlete, you might just have some expectations that that might happen and that it is going to happen, and it might be part of what's okay for their relationship. Look, there are certain things that are okay for everybody's relationship. I think we all want to compare everyone else's to ours, and it's like, and what works for us. And that's just not how it goes. You know, everybody decides what's acceptable and workable for them.
It's up to you.
Yeah. So I actually...
They went through a lot of marriage counseling. It seems like their marriage was what they both wanted it to be. And that may be different, like Jen said, from what we would want, you know, us in our individual lives. But it seemed to be that there was a lot of love there, and he was a wonderful father. And she claims that he was an amazing husband who loved her like no one else. So, you know, they were also like children when they got together. She was 17 when they got together.
Yeah. Right.
So, and he was 20 or something like that. So
There's a something floating around. Just I don't want to spend too much time on this, but just before the helicopter crashed, apparently Kobe Bryant texted a request to his agent, and apparently they're going to honor the wish. The guy, the agent, is Scott Boras, a big-time L.A. Agent. Bryant wanted to create a baseball internship for the daughter of John Altobelli, who was killed in that helicopter crash, and they're going to be able to do that. They're creating a position for Alexis Altobelli that will rotate through his company's various departments. I thought that was interesting that he had, I mean, it's almost, it's eerie, actually. That is the eeriest part of this. He texted it just before the helicopter crashed. I mean, we're talking about seconds, the text, if you look at the timing of it. That really
awful.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Actually, when you consider what was what and who was who. Did LeBron James say anything? Was he at the event? I didn't see or hear anything.
Not publicly, but he's come out. And I think he even played with Kobe's jersey on, didn't he?
I think he did one day. Yeah. But it still is interesting how that stuff
is. I don't think LeBron thinks he could have made it through a eulogy. I mean, Michael Jordan was bawling, you know. It's not an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jennifer, before you leave, do you have any final words for me as to how to apply to be on the ABC Bachelor again for senior citizens?
I don't. I just know that this is a big announcement, and I think that we need to get you involved immediately. I think we need to look at ABC and see if we can and figure out how to get you in there. But the big news came out yesterday. They announced it during the show on Monday, but there was a big story in the wrap. And it said you can go to abc.com/casting and get a description of the new franchise series. They say now casting seniors looking for love. Are you entering your golden years and looking for romance? The producers of The Bachelor are looking for active and outgoing single men and women in their golden years for a new exciting dating show.
Really?
Doug,
yeah, but do you really think I'm in my golden years? Come on, I don't feel like I'm in my golden years. Really?
Hey, you're not going to get any golden than they are, more golden than they are today. So get on it.
All right. I'll use your father as a consultant.
We could help you out. We'll get you some new clothes.
What do you mean? What's wrong with my clothes?
Doug, when you came into the office last time to see me, you were wearing two button-down shirts over each other. One was like rainbow stripes, and the other was
chilly.
Like blue
plaid. Wait, what?
Why didn't you take a picture?
Jen, why are we just hearing about this horrific outfit?
I didn't want to be mean.
Oh, come on. Be mean.
I so often wear I have some bigger jerseys that I have that I wear when it's
cooler outside. They're not jerseys. Two button-down shirts. One was rainbow, and that one he had the sleeves rolled up over his one that was long-sleeved, which was like blue checks.
Oh, my gosh. Are you really
So we're
going
to work on that. We're going to work on that, and then we're going to send you over to The Bachelor. So just apply.
Okay. I don't remember that outfit being that horrendous, actually.
And it was one of those,
sounds
and they were
terrible.
Buttoned over each other, which was great. And one was
you see, when you start that, Kara and Victoria go bananas, and then they start laughing between
that
the two
sounds
of
like
them.
That's I've seen homeless people wear that outfit. That's really, that's bad.
Oh, now I'm looking like a homeless
We're
guy.
We're really upping his confidence
Perfect.
For the show. Wow.
Yeah, right, exactly. I think I'll rip up
You're
his
not
application.
Wrong, by the way.
Yeah. I'm getting a very homeless-y vibe from that outfit.
It's okay, it's L.A., it's what we do.
Yeah, it's fine. I take exception to all of that. All right. Anyways, 21 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Caminito que el tiempo borrado, que juntos un día nos viste pasar. He venido por última vez, he venido a contarte mi mal. Caminito que entonces estaba bordado de
sombras. I could have been an opera singer.
Yep, you could have been. You're right.
I could have been an opera singer. I could have been. Union representing opera singers and musicians says sexual harassment accusations against Placido Domingo are credible. American Guild of Musical Artists, which opened its investigation in September, concluded that Mr. Domingo had, in fact, engaged in inappropriate activity ranging from flirtation to sexual advances in and outside the workplace. Huh. I think that was one of the things that was most expected from the opera world. Who's the other guy that died that was really big, last big physically, and probably the most famous opera singer other than Placido Domingo? Come on. He had a terrible toupee, and he dyed his thick eyebrows black. You know,
one of the three tenors?
Yeah, no.
Pavarotti?
Yeah,
I don't listen to much opera.
He chased everybody in a skirt, and that guy was everywhere. So, anyway, the union says a lot of witnesses have been scared to come forward because of their worried about being, losing the job or some kind of retaliation. But the investigation has looked into allegations from 27 women. They reported unsolicited kissing and groping and phone calls. That's just gross. It really is. It's just gross.
Especially some said they felt, for me, I think ahead. There's not much less attractive than really big overweight man who just sings with his mouth wide open. There's nothing about opera that is attractive to me.
This isn't attractive. Some of the people said they felt like he was stalking them. The women reported that they were young when they were harassed, alleging that Mr. Domingo would pressure them to have sexual relationships with him in return for getting a job. Oh, where have we heard that story before? If they denied his advances, women alleged he would punish them professionally. Domingo said he accepts full responsibility for his actions. Well, he isn't denying it, apparently.
No, he put out an apology yesterday. But it's just, I don't know. For these guys, they make it seem like they're just now becoming aware of, you know, I'm sorry I did this to you.
And
I didn't realize that, you know, that's how you felt. And I'm sorry I made you feel that way. But, like, no woman likes to, you know, basically be forced into having sex with someone if they want to keep their job or being groped, you know? So it's obviously he knew, and now he's just facing repercussions for it.
Somebody tried that with you, you'd punch him and do something else to him. I'm Victoria, too.
It's true. I probably would.
Yeah, of course you would. Here's something from the Pet Shop Boys we ought to pay attention to. This is New Order and the Pet Shop Boys working together. Apparently, they're going to embark on a co-headlining tour all around North America starting this fall. It's an 11-date tour. It's called the Unity Tour, kicking off in September at the Budweiser Stage in Toronto. Stops in Boston, New York, Chicago, Vancouver, San Fran, and then wrapping up the Hollywood Bowl in L.A. on October 2nd. Tickets on sale the 28th at 10 a.m. local time.
28th is what? Saturday? Friday? No.
Right, it's Friday, right? Yeah.
Yes.
This is, and if you don't remember the Pet Shop Boys, crank that up, Carol, will you? That's great. It's a great band. Great pop music. I don't know that much about New Order.
I know you don't like anything from the 80s, but it's from the 80s.
Yeah, no, I like the 80s. The 80s are okay. So anyway.
All right, Kara, we heard it here first. Yeah, Throwback Thursday is going to be in the 80s.
Yes.
Don't get too carried away with it. Yeah. Doesn't mean as much to me as the music of the 60s and the 70s. Anyway, New Order has just wrapped up a residency at the Jackie Gleason Theater in Miami. Found them performing a stripped-down version of their special live show, So It Goes. The original debut in 2017 was a collaborative with a 12-piece synthesizer orchestra. That's
amazing. That sounds so much fun to me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
A synth orchestra. That's amazing.
Yeah. So prior to their tour, Pet Shop Boys and New Order are playing a string of shows in Japan and Australia. Get warmed up, I guess, right? Pet Shop Boys, meanwhile, releasing their new album, Hotspot. It marks the band's 14th studio LP, the first since 2016 Super. The group is touring Europe and the UK in support of the album through the summer months. So that's kind of cool. I think there's something to that. And maybe it's just the beat. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I can put my hand on it, but it's good pop music. And yes, it is from the 80s, lady. Get a hold of yourself. You'll be okay. It's 28, almost 29 after the hour on the DJV show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code D.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At last night's Democratic presidential debate,
I intend to win South Carolina.
That's Joe Biden referring to that state's primary this Saturday, but some of the other candidates were focusing on November. Here's Mike Bloomberg.
If you keep on going, we will elect Bernie. Bernie will lose to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump and the House and the Senate and some of the state houses will all go red.
Bloomberg referring to Bernie Sanders, who responded,
of the last 50 polls, polls that have been done nationally, Mr. Bloomberg, I beat Trump 47 of those 50 times.
The polls aren't the election.
I beat Trump.
Wall Street still reeling from concerns about the coronavirus and its impact on the global economy. The Dow lost 879 points yesterday. It lost over 1,000 the day before. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Clear my throat and clear my head for another half hour of conversation here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. We're thinking, and then we're talking. One of the things I'm thinking about are the complications, the following sort of the steps of how to prepare yourself or be ready for coronavirus here in this country. Getting a lot of attention the last 24 hours. I thought that was interesting. See the pictures of Kate Hudson posting a picture on Instagram sitting on a plane and wearing the face mask. She
but then
added
there's a nurse that said, by the way, that mask isn't going to do anything. There's a specific kind of hospital mask that you need.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah.
Most of the masks that people are buying are worthless, complete waste of money. Don't bother.
Yeah.
And the masks that are any good are out of production because they can't keep up with it. So, yeah, you can figure. Well, maybe it's the caption was "Travel 2020." And that's okay. I mean, it's consciousness much. It doesn't hurt anything to wear the mask. But if you, and you know, a lot of times it's psychological. Victoria, whenever you do things, you prepare yourself for stuff and you do something.
You think you're doing something great.
Right. And it does, and it helps your, you know, it's like the placebo effect.
Right.
You are probably doing yourself some good because you're boosting up your immune system a little bit just by having that attitude. Anyway, the CDC says that maybe 41,000 Americans have been infected with the flu. This is, you know, we're talking about different things here. There's colds, there's flu, and then there's a coronavirus. The mortality rate for the flu is up this year. It was, when I say last week, was it 0.3% or something of the people who get the flu that die, or 0.0%, something like that. But now the number's up to 0.707%. But it's be careful, that's all. Just be smart. Be careful. Make sure that you are eating well, taking supplements. Don't overdo it. Get plenty of rest. I sound like Dr. Ken, but that's really that's the only way you're going to fight it, because no other way.
Well, it's also basic stuff. You know, wash your hands. Don't shake hands with people. This is not a time that you need to be doing that. You can just say, hey, nice to see you. You know, I'm a bit of a germ freak right now. You know, you don't need to be shaking hands with people. No. And, you know, and you just wash your hands. Don't touch your face. You know, it's just this is kind of basic stuff that you should, that little kids learn, you know, in preschool, like how to prevent spreading germs.
I just hope they don't get crazy in the schools. You know, all the kids, there's these dire warnings coming out from the CDC. Most states are taking some. And then I think about the Board of Health in my community. They always go overboard with everything. I don't know. Is that important? Is it better to do that? When the mosquitoes were around last year, they closed everything down up to 6 o'clock. It was nonsense because it didn't really do anything. It was one of the, but we have to, we're in government.
You know what,
we've got to be responsible.
For me personally, I would be and am much more concerned about what I could get from a mosquito than about the coronavirus.
I would be too.
Because, I mean,
if they're
the
around.
Stuff that mosquitoes carry? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Gross. Like flies, too. They're really gross. Wisconsin is an interesting place to live. It's the dairy state, a lot of great farms there. There are some students who have sued their schools because they want to wear gun T-shirts. And the schools say, no, you can't do that. So what are they doing?
Yeah, well, they're both students. They're actually not named in the lawsuit because they're underage, so their parents are the ones that are sort of the proxies. They both wore gun-related shirts to school on February 19th. This is all very recent. And then they were asked to cover them up. The first T-shirt said, quote, Wisconsin Carry INC, Inc. That's the name of a grassroots organization that advocates for expanded gun rights. The shirt included the group's logo, what appears to be a handgun in a holster tucked in behind the inscription. The second student wore a shirt that included an assault rifle that looks like one of those AR-15s that, unfortunately, we hear so much of in mass shootings. And so that said Pew Professional on it. I don't know what that means, but apparently the superintendent for – these were two different schools. The superintendent for one school issued a statement saying that wearing shirts with images of weapons is not an issue of free speech, and it can be respectfully regulated by the district. Please know that providing a safe learning environment for all students is our priority. Essentially saying that they're not against the Second Amendment, but that this violates the school's dress code. And so who knows how far this will go, but the kids are trying to make it out as an anti-Second Amendment issue. But the school is actually saying that has nothing to do with the Second Amendment and that they've actually been in support of the Second Amendment. So I think this is just going to come down to a free speech argument, really, more than anything else.
Yep, I think you're right.
But look,
about
a school's dress code is a dress code. If it says you can't wear any political T-shirts, or if you can't wear, you know, anything that depicts violence, or, you know, there are probably a lot of parameters that the school dress codes have. And, you know, if they can tell a girl that your skirt is too short, then they should be able to tell a guy your T-shirt's got weapons on it, and that's also violating. You know, it seems like women get a whole lot more heat from dress code stuff than men do. So in this case, this was two boys wearing these T-shirts.
While we're in the education world, U.S. Department of Education looking into allegations that Harvard and Yale did not report hundreds of millions of dollars in gifts and contracts from outside the country, which is a violation of federal law. The Department of Ed says Yale may have failed to disclose $375 million in foreign donations last year. Concerned Harvard didn't fully report either. These people, Yale and Harvard, continue to go on the road. They have very high visibility. People going out, beating the bushes so they can add to their, you know, to the, they've got at Harvard, I think it's a $4 billion, what do they call it?
Endowment?
Fund. Endowment, yeah. $4 billion. Wow. Billion. And it's pretty like $2.5 or $3 billion at Yale. They keep going out and getting money. They take it from wherever they can. So a lot of people who live in China, Saudi Arabia, donating to American universities because they want to be able to connect with them. The feds require colleges and universities to report gifts from foreign sources if it's over $250,000. They're also supposed to disclose foreign ownership or control. And there's some chairs that have been funded by the Saudis, for example. You know, who'd want to? I don't want to go to a school that has chairs funded by the Saudis. I want to know that. Don't you? I want to know that kind of stuff, frankly.
Well, at any rate, I think it's really probably more about just getting their own kids into the school rather than, you know. Are you concerned about, like, propaganda? Is that what you're?
Yep.
Is that what you mean?
I sure am. Yes, I am.
I would be more concerned.
That's the same as
It's just them buying their kids' way in. That's.
You think? I don't know.
Yes,
I don't 100%.
Trust. I went to a boarding school with a bunch of kids from all over the Middle East and everywhere else, and that had nothing to do with influencing the curriculum. It was just them trying to buy their kids into a better education in America.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. Got it. In a moment, we're going to stay in the fold of medical realities. Those of you who are getting older and have a problem with your eyes, I think you'll find this next conversation pretty enlightening. Meanwhile, speaking of enlightening, if you're an overweight person, you know, there are all kinds of body receptors that allow you, if you will, to get heavy. They work in fatty tissue. Research has found there's a link between the activation, the receptors, obesity, and all that sort of thing. And so I think it's important to note that products that are around, and the product we talked about here most frequently is Calitrin, they get in the way of these receptors, in a manner of speaking, because that's what collagen does. Collagen protein is the essential active ingredient in Calitrin, and it gets in the way of these receptors and helps you lose weight. I don't know how it works. I just know that's what scientists and doctors say happens. You know, the bottom line is you want to lose the weight, you want to keep it off. That's it. You don't have to know about anything else other than Calitrin is all natural, specifically geared to people who want to stay really healthy. A lot of people go on diets and they get sick because they lose weight too fast, or they do it the wrong way, or they make a mess of themselves. Calitrin is thoughtful, provocative, and works. The only thing standing between you and your goal is the story you keep telling yourself. If you think you can't do it, you can't. If you can, you do. Go to Calitrin, get the support you need. Use the DJV code when you're shopping there. Get $20 off each bottle. Get 6 bottles. Stay on the program for 6 months. Not only will you lose the weight guaranteed, but you'll keep it off. Calitrin.com. Discount code DJV.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Doctor and patient relationships, a focus here, 44 after the hour on the DJV program. Yes, there are lots of people who have problems with their eyesight. As they get older, age-related macular degeneration steals your vision. A lot of people are at risk for this. It doesn't have to be a problem if you know more about it. And so our job here in the next few minutes is to present to you the facts and an allegory with the doctor who worked on the patient. The doctor is Tim Murray. The patient is Alan Goldberg. and they're here to talk about Mr. Goldberg's reality, what Dr. Murray found. Dr. Murray is a practicing retina specialist and president of the American Society of Retina Specialists. So let's talk about the retina in our eyes, how important it is, what its function is, Dr. Murray, as we go to you.
Good morning, Doug and Victoria. Thank you for having Alan and I with you today.
Sure.
So age-related macular degeneration is the number one cause of blindness in the United States in our population as it ages. It's important to recognize what the risk factors are. It's important to recognize what you can do to modify those risk factors. And it's important to know who you need to see if you have a problem that requires treatment. And that's what Alan and I are here for today with you.
Just spend a minute, though, talking about the deterioration that you see. I know I get an eye test every year, and the focus of the doctor, who I've been going to quite a while, I'm very respectful of him. He's always looking at the retina, the retina, the retina. So what is the function, for those who don't know maybe, what the retina does, how important it is?
So for those of us that are a little older, the retina is much like the film in the camera. So it's what takes the image coming in, the light image, and it translates it so that your brain can actually see. So the most critical part in the pathway of vision for us is the retina. And that's exactly where this disease strikes. It strikes the central retina, and it can lead to initial blurring of vision, almost always, Doug, one eye before the other. So it's important to check each eye individually. And then, like you've said, we want our patients and those at risk to be seeing a specialist for a dilated retina exam. And in our parents' and grandparents' days, this was almost always a blinding disease. But as Alan is here to say, most of our patients now are doing wonderfully, driving, reading, and active.
Alan Goldberg, tell us your story. When did you first realize that you had this macular degeneration?
Well, I'm very lucky. I've been going to a regular doctor twice a year, and the last time I went, he found something in my retina and suggested that I get to a retina specialist. And once I did that, I called Dr. Murray, and the rest is history.
So did you have any history in your family of being at risk for developing this? Anybody before you that had the problem?
No, no one at all. And I've been very active. I go to the gym every day. I do Pilates three times a week. And since I've been treated by Dr. Murray, I have no change.
Yeah. Well, so your life hasn't really changed. What was it? Did you have to have an operation? Dr. Murray, talk about what you did to fix the problem of Mr. Goldberg's.
So it's amazing where we've come. So we have the technology to look at the retina at a microscopic level now, and we have treatments that literally target the abnormalities in macular degeneration, which are these new vessels that develop what we call wet macular degeneration. So Alan actually gets an injection every 6 weeks of a medication called an anti-VEGF, and that injection has actually preserved his sight so he can be the active man that he is.
So he doesn't have to have an operation. The injection is all you did. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's correct. So it's an injection in the eye on a regular basis to preserve the vision. And it's a remarkable advance in treatment.
Mm-hmm. I would think it would have saved a lot of people. I'm just now thinking about the visualization that I go through, sticking my eye on that machine to get all that stuff measured. And what, you know, you worry about not being able to get around. You worry about losing your independence, I would think. So sounds like, Mr. Goldberg, you've had no negative impact from this at all. And, Dr. Murray, I'm happy that you were here to give us the specifics about how it can be treated. Those who are interested to have this in your own life or a family member or somebody that you know, go to savingvision.org to get more complete info. Savingvision.org. Our thanks to Dr. Murray. Mr. Goldberg, good luck to you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Confusion you have, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Karen Schillen, Doug Steffen. No chucker today. Movie moments. I was looking at a list of movies that some people who have been watching. You know, I don't know. I pretty much denigrate all the time people who are critics. So I don't know why I pay attention to them in this particular instance. Maybe it sounds hypocritical. But there's if you're looking around, there are so many sources now for movies. Where do you go, Victoria? You go to Netflix, mm-hmm. You go, when you want to watch, because we talk often, pretty much every day, you see a movie or some kind of a video presentation. I don't have time to do it except on the weekends, but when I do, I find myself going to some of these all-access places, mostly it's contemporary TV shows, but lots of people want to see old movies. So I came upon a list of old movies that are available, and it's supposed to be very popular. And I'm, you know, we were talking about what the names were, and none of us recognized any of them. Aurora Borealis, for example, story of a Minneapolis man growing up and facing adulthood by dealing with his ailing grandfather. Donald Sutherland is the character, is the grandfather. I find Donald Sutherland to be around more even now. You notice that? He's in a lot of movies. He's in two or three that are coming out now in the next month or two. He seems to be, has a lot
of
these great
character actors. He's got to be in his 80s, right?
Oh, yeah, easy. Yeah. And he's around as much as his son is, Kiefer. They're both very prolific all over the place. And it sort of underscores, Victoria, the fact that a lot of these great actors now can have as much work as they want. There is so much going on in movies and production of television shows that the finding good actors and bringing them around, because you got to produce a product, you got to do it with somebody good. I told you the story about my friend Jonathan Tucker, who's starring in a new NBC TV show called Debris. And they needed one well-known or fairly well-known actor. That was him. And they found another Australian actress who nobody knows who she is, but she apparently has a lot of potential. So that's what they do. They put television and movies, some of them now they pair an established actor or actress with somebody who's not so well-known that they figure they can build a wrap around. So that's very interesting here. All right, Criminal is another movie from 2004, a remake of a film from Argentina called Nine Queens. John C. Reilly is the star of that. So another, you know, well, you'll hear all these names are people that are famous in some movies that we may not have heard.
These are all their, like, B-list movies.
I don't know.
A quick, I've never heard of any of them.
It's so funny, actually. You said Criminal, and it just brought up something in mind that I just read a story about. Rian Johnson, who directed the movie Knives Out, I saw this story. Apparently, he revealed that Apple has this contract with movies where bad guys on screen are not allowed to have iPhones. So other characters can have iPhones, but if you ever watch a movie and a character has an iPhone, they can't be the bad guy. They can't be the villain in a movie.
Because Apple doesn't want
that negative. Because Apple doesn't want that negative press.
Funny.
So if you're ever watching a mystery and you're like, I wonder who it's going to be, like in Knives Out, Chris Evans never would have been using an iPhone.
Don't spoil anything. I haven't seen that movie yet.
I mean, everybody's a bad guy in that movie. So yeah. Probably no one was using it.
No, don't spoil. Daniel Craig is literally watching it this weekend.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but it was really interesting because it's such a little thing, but I've never even thought to look for that. And also, I feel like it's a very Apple thing to be like, no bad guys can use phones.
Yeah,
right.
Very controlling. Here's another one, The Greatest Game Ever Played, starring Shia LaBeouf. How do you pronounce that kid?
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf. Anyway, 2005. He plays the world's most famous golfer. And again, this guy was a caddy, and then he became a British champion. It's a good story, if you like that sort of stuff. Bill Paxton directed. So that's, you know, again, names in movies that you may not know. And I think that's what's unfair about the current system, because there are a lot of wonderful movies around that you can watch. It's just that they put so much money behind the big ones. Every week I see a couple of movies that nobody's ever heard of. And they're all very, very, very well done. Let's see. Here's another one. This is The Black... What are you laughing at?
Because I have yet to understand what... I don't know any of these movies, and I don't know why we're talking about a bunch of movies that nobody has
heard of. Because I want people to know that there are good movies around that they may not have heard about.
Do we know that these are good movies?
Yes. Well, I know.
Yeah.
I'm reading and believing from a critical source that these are good. One called State of the Union, which stars Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn. It's a Frank Capra film. I guarantee you that you would like that movie. I really, you know, and there's another one with John Wayne called Island in the Sky. It's also a very good movie. So I'm giving you some tips, ladies. Don't discount the value of my knowledge. How about that? 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.